God works in mysterious ways. For many, many years now, since 2008, I've been following a path that I thought that the Lord wanted me to follow the rest of my life, where I questioned government. I questioned is it true that the American government is a godly government? And what is this state? And who actually runs the world? And through those years, you know, the many battles and the things that I've seen have shown me that government, these worldly governments, are all run by Satan. In Ephesians 6:12, in the Geneva Bible, it reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the worldly governors, the princesses of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I think that must say it all. Who rules this world? You know, Jesus was tempted by Satan in the garden. And one of the things he said, he brought him up on the hill and he said, "Look over yonder, y'all, there's 43 nations over yonder. I'll give you all 43 of them if you worship me." And Jesus said, you shall only worship God. And he turned him down. But Satan said he was given reign over all the nations of this world. And I ask you now, is he ruling over the United States of America? Have he been from the beginning? One thing I can think I come to understand is that this idea of a collectivist self-government democracy, look at all the different varieties of these states that they've had. You know, they've had dictatorships and they've had theocracies and they've had just mob rule, for lack of a better term. Everything under the sun. And every single time it ends up a disaster and kills more people and causes more harm than good. As you can tell, this is a little bit different video. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm to a point now. I'm not playing these damn games anymore. I'm gonna come out and tell you what I feel, how I feel, what I found. to be the truth. And if the truth hurts, well, you'd have left your feelings at home. Government is Satan itself. It's where he uses the minds and hands of men and women and days and thems to manipulate, control, terrorize, demonize, torture, make as miserable as possible and destroy everything as good mankind. To be his ruler of death and destruction and create his own kind. I kind of believe that it's the key to understand this is that we are at war against the spiritual wickedness and worldly, against the worldly governors, the ones that are governing, the wickedness, the princesses of darkness. That's what we're at. That's what we're doing. And we don't even know that it's a war. Now, the average churchgoer goes to church and hears from the preacher a lot of the analogies and just come to Christ. But in no way, shape, or form do they get down to that the state is the negation of liberty, and that the state is a little god. Most of them are these 501s to take advantage. We're non-profit. That's the devil offering a fig if you'll bow. You know what? That's a temptation in the garden. The state is the negation. The negation of liberty. The negation of freedom. It's not the organization of it. It's not the control of it. It's not the safety, keep it safe and keep it security of it. The state is the negation of liberty. And as such, it is anti-human. And as such, it is anti-God. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been suckled voluntarily of choice, because it all comes down to free will. We've always had a choice. We've always had those choices to say no. And I think many people think that evil is You know, like, they're going to come and beat you and whip you with chains and all. And, yeah, they do all that, too. They might come and force you with gunpoint and all. Yeah, they do that, too. The state is capable of unimaginable things. But what they really come with and what they really need is you to agree to their terms and conditions. That's critical. That's why you have mass media. That's why you have Hollywood. That's why you have books. That's why you have academia. That's why it's so important to control the universities. That's why it's so important to control the little minds of mush. The machine must control every aspect of your life on the great human farm, on the great plantation. It says in there is 43 nations, what is there now, 194 or something like that. So, oh boy, old devil, dude. Can you imagine? I look at it like kind of like herding cats. Imagine a band of criminals that are backstabbing, blackmailing, dirty dealing, sell your grandmama for a buck, people. Hungry after power and control and every luxury known to man on earth. Gathering together and ruling over whatever territory they may rule. And gather them all in a great cartel for a grand conspiracy. It's impossible to imagine, isn't it? That's too big to be true. And the Christians don't understand it. Really? It takes good people for evil to exist. But the critical thing about evil is it is a deceiver, an enticer. And will use various means to make you dependent upon it. And in each one of those stages, give your consent to a little bit less and a little bit less liberty. After the American Revolution, and there was still the Continental Congress, you know, after the American Revolution, And the Continental Congress was still running the show under the Articles of Confederation. There was a small group of people who got together, some influencers. You know, if it was done today, it'd be, you know, maybe some influencers like RFK and Tulsi Gabbard and the old boy from England over yonder. And me, you know, Brett Weinstein, maybe several of us. And the same ilk of back then. Got together and decided that they were going to have a constitutional convention to create a new government, to create some new form of government. same could be said of government of since time and immemorial. Since time began. We got another try at a collective in a quest for humanity to be God, to rule over itself. In rebellion and so we set off on that adventure of self-rule, self-governing. We've had them all, dictators and everything. Anyway, this time they try to it's going to be kind of like a republic and a democracy, you know, to representative republic. And we're going to put some constitution in there that says the creator, whoever that is, the creator say we got free speech and, you know, we got right to bear arms and we got, you know, right, we keep our stuff in our house and be it secure and everything, in our papers and all. We have right not to get frisked up just for no reason, and jury trial, and we have all these rights. Well, we're going to form a government under that, and and it's going to be under God. It's going to be under God, y'all. And so they went about forming this government, and they got these other little colonies, these states now. These states, all these 13 states say, you know, let's debate about that and all, and that debate about this. Out in the hinterland, every now and then, you'd hear somebody say something about, you know, they're debating this here Constitution thing. And, hey, have you read it? Read what? You know, have you seen that about 6 months ago, the Continental Congress and the Constitutional Congress came up with a Constitution and they're ratifying it and all. Have you read it? Read what? So you see, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes basically down to it, who the hell gave the authority for anybody to write a new constitution in the first damn place? And by that I mean, our revolution was fought to be free, right? What, free? That's what I heard. My definition of freedom is not free under a colony, a colonial government, or whatever they changed their name to when it became a revolutionary government. I don't claim to be free then. I wasn't. At the end of the Revolutionary War, was I free? Are you free? Were you free for a couple of minutes until the new government of the colony that you lived in became a new government? Or was there continuity there? In other words, I was a subject of the king, now I'm a subject of the colony. And the colony getting ready to join this union. But in any of that, was I ever free? Was it a delusion? was it just another game, another management experiment, the great experiment in human farming? Think about this. How do you figure out how to create something? And how do you figure out how to create something from nothing? How does the devil become a god? How does he take over the joint? How do we become immortal? Well, God gave us this, and apparently we're in his own image. And so he gave us this, and if we get enough of these together, enough of them with high enough IQ, over many, 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 many centuries, you know, it might work. It might just work. I think it would work. So what have you been doing? So what has Mr. Satan been doing? Been studying you. And he's been working pretty hard at it. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a chicken over here that is about to drive me nuts. Sometimes it's the small things in life that you got to take time to I told you it's a different video. Here, let me see if I can't get this stupid chicken in the video. Hello there, chicken. So, on dirty old Satan, he starts hiring the best experts from all the clans, you know, all the clans of different nations and everything. And he puts into place, you know, you guys that are in control and everything, y'all need to know more about how to control the people. You know, build these here dungeons and build these here guillotines, and let's try that, and let's try taxes, and let's try all sorts of government. Let's build roads. If we, without government, who build the roads? So Satan uses a different management style. Let all the criminals' organizations run. And if you need to, you give them a little guidance here and there. You give them an overall goal. The goal is to profit as much as you can off the pain and suffering of mankind. Hey, but you got Harley Davidson's, don't you know? Boy, paid good money to make that thing loud like that. You know, one of the cool, another cool thing that Satan came up with was the idea of a corporation. A corporation is a fictional being that uses human labor as its fuel, and money as its blood. It is the state that made the corporation. The state is a corporation. How many rebelled against God? That's a pretty good question, ain't it? And let's see, they all agreed to cooperate. I don't know, maybe we call it down the big S. Incorporated, if you want. The acme of holy wars. The leader is like Wile E. Coyote, you know. Is it Red Horns? And he'll play every kind of trick and lie, cheat, and steal. Uh-oh, Lord, y'all. We got some freedom flying up there. We got two A-10 Warthogs flying over the hotel, y'all. I don't know if I got it. Oh, here you go. Y'all, I don't know if I got them boogers. Some freedom flying around, y'all. I gave them that term a long time ago. Excuse me. I gave the jets, the F-16s, and the A-10s, and all the military hardware that the Empire has, give them the name of freedom. When you hear them, that's the sound of freedom. Because how much it costs. The little A-10s right there probably burning. It probably tens of thousands of dollars for them to just scoot across here right there. Just one of them for a couple of hour flight. And the A-10 Warthog, that is nothing but a killing machine. That rascal right there, that's what shot up Iraq and Gulf War One now. Gulf War One. The military industrial complex played us with that lie. Military industrial complex. From the government who works as in the corporation with Satan. When they told us a lie about incubator babies and Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction and all that, y'all remember all that? Yeah. So Satan lied you into wars. Then, look at what it did after World War II. World War II coming to a close and all, you know, and Satan saying, damn, that was a pretty good little war, killed a half of people, you know. And we got restructured corporation right now, and I think, man, one of these corporations might have to get a haircut, and the other one's going to get, you know. I got to move some people around, y'all. So they do this Operation Paperclip, where they take the smartest of the smartest of the smartest of the evilest bastards in the world, and they bring them over back over here. And that's where the space program and a lot of the nuclear technology, the genetic modification, all the evil, horrible things that you can imagine, it's all bundled up into Operation Paperclip. And never a straight answer, NASA. Huh. And then cloaked in a damn bunch of damn alphabet agencies so that nobody can keep track of anything. See, the devil will move people around and change the layout of the plantation, change the paddocks here and there, watch some good pain and misery, man, a good drought here, and a famine over yonder, and let's see if we can't get them to take the kids and cut their damn parts off and make them, one of them from a boy to a girl, let's do that too. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't found a church that'll tell you that. Look at who's running the damn place. What are you gonna, what about the pedophilia? Look at it, it's rampant. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're seeing the top of this little thing right here and thinking that's all there is, you're an idiot. This entire globe is run by the Prince of Darkness. There is no light in him. And those who follow him will bow to many things. And pedophilia. And child sacrifice. And many other horrible things are there. Don't believe that? Go in peace, my friends. There's evidence all around. All you have to do is look. Seems like there's something. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Ignorance is strength. In order to be God, you got to know everything. You got to know how the God particle. You got, you know, you need to go find that there God particle. You need to have a collider thing. Have some colliders and, you know, collide things around all the damn God particle. Find out where the hell they always come from. But we also need to know about humans. We need to know everything about a human. I mean, we know everything. I want every probe. I want to know everything. And they spent billions and billions and billions. And then they stole billions and billions and billions. And they killed millions and millions and millions and millions. Through each plantation and changing and modeling and different management stuff. And ultimately, okay, what do we got now? You know, you got communist China's kind of a blend of massive authoritarianism and Brave New World propaganda mixed with the corporate greed and all. You see, Western Europe is a socialized basket case of miserable for lack of a better word, mediocre life under the burden of safe and secure and loving government. Russia is a very authoritarian state, but perhaps one of the most free in the world. And you got a basket case of other countries and all, but look at the United States and Canada. Now, these two countries here, they are as bass-ackwards as they get. Now, the Canadians are damn well crazy. But so are we. Now DOD says it's okay for the military under a national emergency to just help out the police a little bit, and even if it means using lethal force and all, you know. And I'm sure it's just going to be small arms right now. I mean, we'll put a floor on the small arms, you know, the 9mm, maybe AR, but nothing no bigger than that. Yeah. We wouldn't use nothing on American soil, don't you know? But in case of emergency, we need to be able to help out, you know. And that, I could mean, you know, a resurrection, a revolt against, you know, a duly elected government, or it could be. It could be used for the good of the people and round up all them dirty, rotten immigrants. But in order to do that, we're going to have to issue a... Darn it. We're going to have a national ID. Maybe we can put that on this smartphone. Huh? Put that on that smart right. Actually, there's me. See, it knows me. Don't you know me?
Yes, I know you.
why even had it? Put it right there. Huh? Put it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we ended up in an area that everything is controlled by the corporation. Look at your food supply. Look at the trash that they're doing to your food supply. Look at the trash medical system that we have. Look what they did during the corona. Look at the lies. Look at the wars they've got us in. Look at the lies. Is it not God at work? We don't have to follow him. We don't have to follow Satan and all this. You're just going to have to say no at some point. I hope I'm here to see it, but I fear I will not. But I will say this. Sometime in the not too distant future, some of you are going to be imprisoned by your government for speaking. And some of you, brave patriots, are going to be mowed down by that same government for speaking in the town square. That's just something else to think about. As I told you, this is a different video. I'm changing course. We're going to enter in now into Satan's world. And you get to go along with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been diagnosed with lung cancer. Small cell carcinoma is kind of what they're talking about. If anybody knows anything about the cancer industry, medical industry, it's a damn racket, a death machine, a racket. And like all Rockefeller medicine. And I'm finding that the same things that I found in the political realm apply in the medical too. And the government, Satan, had his hands in it too. So I hope you guys join me on this journey. It's a story that needs to be told. Maybe it's a story that will save our souls. Until next time. Peace.